after the bye, or was there something more that concerned you about the way it started?
No, not really. I thought the start was always going to be a little bit 50-50, I thought, because both sides were, you know, in a pretty significant battle. We were coming off a bye. If you had asked me how we'd play Sunday, Tuesday when we trained, I would have thought we were probably performed better than I thought we were going to for the first 5 or 10 minutes, because we were a bit rusty on the track. So that's, but you needed the bye. We absolutely needed the rest, and you know, we were able to play out a strong four quarters then.
That was more like blue collar Port Adelaide, 106 tackles to 63. Were you pleased with that part of the game?
Yeah, there's no doubt. When we do it, and when we do it really well and consistently well, Andrew, we know what it looks like. That's the great thing about it. We actually know what it looks like, but doing it consistently is still the challenge.
So what sparked it tonight, especially after quarter time? Obviously in the second quarter, kicking 7 unanswered goals to sort of grab the game by the throat.
Yeah, it's probably as good a quarter we've played, I reckon, considering the conditions, you know. But it started off Robbie Gray's tackle, I reckon. You know, the tackle in the middle of the ground, which was significant to us. Robbie gets, you know, a lot of stuff for the outside stuff, but the tackle on the inside in that quarter really got us going, because that led to Chad Wingard's goal, I think, from my memory. So our tackle does show our intent, and when our intent's high, we usually play pretty well.
What about Oak and Broadbent? Their second quarter really set you up in the middle. How much did that influence the result for you?
Oh, I think the second quarter put us in a position where we were controlling the game for most part, and you know, there was patches where Richmond got going, and you know, they challenged us a little bit, I think, early in the last, I reckon, and you know,
specifically that
Boak
Broadbent combo in the middle of the second quarter.
Yeah, no, well, Boak as captain's proud. You know, works pretty hard, Broadie. You know, there's a number of boys in our team that would know that they haven't been as consistently as good as they would like to be, and they'll continue to work. What I know is they continue to stick at it.
You took a part on Kane Mitchell back in for his first game of the year. He obviously played really well, 24 touches, and kept Cochin to 14. You must have been ecstatic with his first up display.
Energy. He brings energy to the footy team, and you know, he wants to still play. You know, I've probably made it as hard as I possibly could for him to get an opportunity, and he's just consistently turned up, done what he needs to do, works hard at his game. I think Cochin had 8 in the first quarter. You know, he held him to 6 basically for 3 quarters, and he's an elite player. And Mitch finishes with a goal. He gets some reward for just working for the team.
He played that role in the SAFL, trying to find his way back inside. Is that a role he could play for the rest of the year?
Yep. Yeah, I think it's just, I think he's capable of that, because he's got such a big engine. He can stick with people. You know what? He's a bit of a pain. Even at training through the week, he's a pain. You know, I actually talk to our players sometimes about not actually whacking Mitch at training, because that's the attitude that he brings. He's desperate to survive. Good on him, I say.
So, Kim, when it's been a year of up and downs again, what do you want the players to take from that to say, well, that is what will make you a consistent football side?
Yeah, well, we've got to be able to repeat it. That's the key thing for us. And I just said that to them. I said, look, I'm really proud of the fact that we were able to play like we did tonight, but I challenge you to keep backing it up and eventually find out and understand what it is for us that we have to continue to play like, and never get any further away from the facts that for us it's good old-fashioned hard work. It's Port Adelaide. It's the way we play. It's the only way we can play.
Is it about you knowing what makes them do that, or do they have to learn themselves?
Oh, it's a bit of both, Rooch, I reckon. It's about me getting the balance right, understanding what makes them tick, how they get up and about, and how they want to play with that energy. But more often than not, it's themselves. You know, I can help guide them. The rest of the coaches, we help guide them. But they know what it looks like. They've had enough experiences. I think they've had enough times where they've seen it and they know what it works.
Do they need the carrot still with the top 8 to guide them through this year, or do you want them to find something else for the rest of the year?
No, I don't want that to be their carrot. I want that to be the people that they're representing. I want that to be their carrot. I want them to play for the Port Adelaide people. You know, if we went over 60,000 members this week, I want them to represent us as a football club, and they want to do that. You know, they don't ever go out there not trying to do that. And that's why I'm proud of them all the time. You know, people sometimes get frustrated with them. I get frustrated. We get frustrated collectively. But overall, I'm proud of this group. Always have been.
Ken, going in this week, can you identify, I think you had 4 or 5 virtual walkouts from the centre bounce in the second quarter. Big part of the game. You must be happy, I suppose, with the way Kim, you don't have
a ruckman.
The way that has been a positive.
Look, they've done a great job, our midfield, let's be honest. Let's not mess around. Let's not try and fool anyone. Any midfield in the AFL that has to deal with the lopsided hit-out count that we deal with should get a fair bit of credit when they've been able to deliver the numbers we have against, you know, a pretty good midfield tonight in there too. So, but that's been a challenge for us for basically the season.
So, tonight and say, look, good win. You're 7-2, I think, against bottom 8, zip 5 against top 8. How important message, I suppose.
Get them here. Get them here on Thursday night. Bring them all along. Tell all the Port people to come along. Fill up the place and help us, because we need your help. We need your support. But we'll come and hopefully bring that same energy. We'll take on the Hawks with everything we've got, and we look forward to the challenge.
Just on your midfield, obviously, Ebert did another attacking job this time on Dustin Martin. Martin had 32 disposals. Wasn't that effective? How did you see Ebo's role on him?
Yeah, and no, I thought that's a really good summary of the contest. Dusty's a really good player. You know, he's a significantly talented player, but I thought he was under a lot of pressure tonight. You know, he got a few easy ones, but more often than not, there's a lot of kick off the ground type stuff, a lot of rush ball going forward that he was able to win. But he was strong. I mean, he's a strong player, but I thought Brad was pretty strong all night for us too.
Ken, was it too hard to make anything of Shaw's and Dixon tonight? Does that need more time?
Yeah, I think Schultz would be the first to say he needs a bit more time. You know, he would say he'd like three or four games of football before he gets his touch back and get everything else right. I thought, again, Charlie's enormous effort to compete all night, you know, on the best fullback in the competition, I think, Rance. Thought it was a really strong performance.
And you're sure, not with the goal, but then that tackle that leads to the boat goal tells you it might not be your night, but it can be your moment.
Yeah, that's what we talk about. Share it around. Do your role, play your role, and hopefully one day it'll be your turn and another day it's someone else's turn. As long as we win, it doesn't matter who plays well.
Cleary in for the late withdrawal, Jack Omsch. Rewild kicked four right in, but how did you see his performance?
Yeah, he kicked three, I think, against Tommy. He got one when Tommy wasn't on him, and the second one, the last one he got, Tommy probably should have clapped too, I reckon, because it was a fantastic finish from out in the boundary line, 50 metres out, and he's been able to put it away. Tom Cleary's got a bit of a future, I reckon. As I said early in the week, was keen to get Tommy into the team, not by the circumstances that presented themselves, but you know, I think he's got a bit of a future, Tommy Cleary, and he's plays full back in the Sandville. I don't think it hurts him to play in the same position when they come up, even though the quality is a bit better than the boys he's playing on at Sandville level.
So with Hodge, could he play against Hawthorn on Thursday, or is he already ruled out of that game?
I doubt he'll play. No, I don't think he'll play. He's got quad strain, probably. He's got quad soreness at the moment. We've had scans. It doesn't look like it's going to be a short-term injury, so it's probably a bit longer than we would like, but we'll work through that over the next day or so and make sure we make a good assessment. Kicking the footy. It's pretty simple. Yeah, simple, short little kick from 10 to 15 metres. Nothing in it. And that's what happens with quads sometimes. You know, you're coming back off injury, back off a hamstring. You think you're prepared and then another part of your body lets you down. That's just what happens when you get a bad run of injury sometimes.
That was yesterday.
Yeah. The training session yesterday, indoors. So you can, as you can appreciate, you can't kick it very far indoors. So it's just one of those things that happen.
In the sort of manic tackling that they've shown tonight, what do you think that does for the way they play their footy when you see them so intent to tackle an opposition?
Creates their energy. That's what I think it does. And they know it. They see it. They recognise it. And I asked them all night, basically the main thing I asked them all night, what are you seeing that's providing the energy for us as a team tonight? You know, and they straight away, they highlight those key tackles, those key moments, that gang tackling, that manic pressure that when we're on, we put on really well. You know, we've got a challenge next week, next Thursday night. We've got to put the three-time premiers under as much pressure as we possibly can because we know how good they are.
How much do you want to get a top eight scout so you can start sending the message again? Just reassure yourself?
No, I just want to beat everyone. It doesn't worry me whether they're top eight, because I think the competition's so even. But yeah, it would be a bonus to give yourself some confirmation again. But we know we can play against good. So we play Bulldogs here. We lost by whatever it was, 2 points, 3 points. You don't have to win to know you can compete. We've been in those games. We're capable. We led Geelong by 5 goals. We know we can do it. We just haven't done it consistently enough, and we've ended up losing all those games because we deserve to lose them.
But do you also need one of those top eight to make something happen to roll on? You need
one. You want to beat, as I said, Rich, you want to beat everyone every week. And I don't care whether on top of the ladder or whether on the bottom of the ladder. I just want them to play the same way. That's more important to me than top eight scalp, bottom eight scalp. Just let's beat who we have to beat. And then, if you play consistently, you'll beat those top eight sides no matter what.
You must love Darcy Byrne-Jones, the way he goes about his footy.
Yeah, he's nearly, you know, you think about all the hype that goes on with the Rising Star and stuff. No one's played better footy all year. I've watched a lot of footy this year, and you know, I might be a touch biased, but for a bloke to come in and play like he's done, like he's a late pick to get into the team, and now he's almost a lock in the first five picks. He's a significant player in our team right now. He gets big matchups. We look for the most damaging small forwards almost and say, Das, your turn. And he's been able to get every one of them, along with Jasper, I think. They've been really strong for us.
How proud are you, the captain, tonight?
Oh, it's hard. It's you know, coach is not meant to have favourites, but if you do, it's a captain. You know, and I'm always, you know, I just love his willingness to keep trying to find something to improve us. And that's what Trav tries to do. And his effort tonight, led by example, has done probably most of the year, hasn't probably delivered the form he would like to deliver, but he's delivered on the captaincy part of his role, I think.
Have you had that discussion with him about why it's been an up and down year for him as well?
Oh, we have those discussions weekly with all the players, not just Travis. But we challenge each other, and we challenge to try and find that reason. But what we do say is you just don't give up. You just keep trying. Keep trying to find the recipe that makes it become, you know, consistent again. And he keeps at it. All good?
Thanks,
Kevin. Thanks.
Cheers.
Thanks. Nah.